Okay, folks, it's time to put up or shut up. On April 28, Canadians will be called upon to head to the polls and vote in a general election to dictate who will lead our country forward for, theoretically, the next 4 years. As usual, we face a myriad of issues worthy of serious contemplation and consideration before putting up our hand, in this case, marking a ballot, for the party and/or leader we anoint as our chosen one. Certainly, our next prime minister will face a maze of challenges. While issues such as employment, the economy, health, childcare, labor, education and the environment merit top billing as our needs to resolve, it's a relatively new problem that will likely heavily impact our final decision. What leader and party are best to help solve our huge ulcer to the south named Donald Trump? The deranged U.S. president has mostly set the world into a financial and social chaotic plunge wreaking havoc on stock markets, worldwide economics and trade, job loss, insecurity and peace, largely through his illogical tariff tantrums. The man who inexplicably holds the most powerful job in the land had already created trade and trust issues with Canada long before he upped the ante via tariffs. Certainly, his lack of respect for our nation and leaders has not helped. The foremost fireball of fear that Trump has flung our way, however, is his genuine intent to swallow Canada as part of the United States. At first, most Canadians simply assumed his blithering was a joke, but not so. So the question remains, who is the best bet to protect our nation? Mark Carney and his Liberals, or the Conservatives led by Pierre Poilievre? In the big picture, there are three parties taking part in the race, yet only two of which could seize the throne. Many are predicting a very tight race, thereby increasing the impact of the NDP's involvement. Most current polls show the Liberals ahead of the Conservatives by several points. For the past few weeks, the leaders have been scampering about the land trying to convince voters they are the best bet. Most recently, Poilievre was announcing plans to improve supports for military veterans, ensuring their disability applications are automatically approved if they're not processed within 4 months. Veterans have been forced to wait long periods of time for their applications to be processed. Poilievre said the Conservatives will give veterans control over their medical records and allow military doctors to assess injuries using a standardized system, and guarantee veterans will be able to get service dogs for post-traumatic stress disorder. Trump's tariffs have somewhat sidelined the current prime minister's campaigning, as Carney has regularly returned to Ottawa for meetings with his cabinet committee on Canada-U.S. relations to counter the chaos. Meanwhile, Poilievre is busy promoting his attack plan to unleash Canada's economic potential. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh has been imploring Canadians to give his party an influential role in Parliament, and not hand either the Conservatives or Liberals a majority government holding all power. Kelowna riding residents wanting more information or insight on the upcoming election should attend an all-candidates town hall event today, April 17th, from 2 to 4 p.m., in the Great Room of the Kelowna Downtown Library. Confirmed candidates are from both Kelowna and Okanagan Lake West Kelowna South ridings, including Liberal Stephen Fuhr, Conservative Tracy Gray, and NP candidate Trevor McAleese. Open to the public, the forum program will feature pre-submitted questions followed by a live question and answer session to allow for direct voter engagement. Meanwhile, those who have their pick ready can take advantage of the numerous advance polls between now and Election Day. There is no excuse not to cast your vote. It's not an easy decision, but one you are being asked to make. There is no excuse to suggest one has not got enough knowledge or education on who to vote for. That's a lazy and pathetic excuse for simply not caring or being responsible. If you don't care about your country, that really means you do not care about the present and future of your family and friends. It means you have no respect for the thousands of young men and women from the two great wars who made great sacrifices so you could be free and have the right to vote. That's sad. I personally believe it is the duty of every legal-aged voter in Canada to cast their ballot. I wish it was law that all Canadians had to abide by. While the choices may seem non-inspiring or the perfect answer to our dilemma, they are the choices voters have to decide on. On April 28, I hope you join me at the polls and make your vote matter. If you can't be bothered to vote, then don't bother to complain later. Put up or shut up.